Get your day started right. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Esau. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
This is Breakfast. Welcome to it. It's gone 15 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock now. Just before the break, I spoke to you about, the District 6 Museum that might face closure, and we're trying our utmost as well to keep the memories of those alive. You know, sometimes people who've been evicted from District 6, they go to the museum just to sort of, relive those memories. It's termed as a heritage site in the CBD. It's been there for 25 years of service to this community. And due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the national lockdown, that it has most on businesses and organizations. We obviously need to keep something like this also. The doors need to remain open. Chris Shanae Julius, the acting director and the head of the archives at the District 6 Museum, joins us on a line. Chris, thank you so much for your time and welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
Chris, I must be very honest with you. When I saw the article popped up, my heart dropped there, skipped a beat there for a second, because this is a place where many people go and relive some of their memories. Those who've been evicted from District 6. It is also a place where many tourists go and find out about apartheid and what it has done to the community of Cape Town in particular, where District 6 are concerned. 25 years later, it's now saying, you guys are facing, some hardships because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tell us about that quickly.
Well, I think that, like most industries in Cape Town, we were very badly hit by the pandemic. The loss of tourists really has impacted on our museums and our heritage sites, and the museum is no different. What's really key for us is that while people sometimes recognize us as a place for tourism, a lot of the feet through the door and the money that tourists bring in actually subsidizes our work with former residents. So the workshops that we have throughout the year, the commemorations, just our daily interactions with former District 6s, it's subsidized by those feet through the door, and it allows us to run the two buildings that we are situated in. Mm. And so I think our appeal really is that we understand that a lot of businesses, museums are feeling it during this time, and the museum just needs the support of us, of our locals, whether it's visiting during Heritage Month or from October onwards, and whether it's just making a small donation to ensure that we keep our museum running, essentially.
Mm. And what does it cost to enter the museum?
So at the moment, it costs 50 rand. To enter the museum, and it's 110 rand for a guided visit. And that is sort of the amount that we're asking people to donate. So we need the appeal to spread widely so that we can get those figures in. I think sometimes people ask us, why are you so expensive when other museums in Cape Town are maybe 25 rand or 20 rand? And I think we must remember that we are an independent community-based museum. So we've been independent for 25 years. It allows us to be able to have a voice in the city about how it's run, about the legacy of apartheid in Cape Town. And so for that reason, our entrance fee might seem slightly higher, but it really sustains the valuable work and connections with our community.
So you're saying a 50 rand entry fee and 110 rand for a guided visit to get into. So are you guys at this point in time, are you operational?
We are. So staff have been back since the 1st of September.
Okay.
But we are working reduced hours. But what we are saying is that we'll be open for appointment during Heritage Month. So between Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, if people call up the museum to make a time to visit, we will be there and we'll open. Because it's also Heritage Month, and I know a lot of people always, people have the spirit of wanting to celebrate the stories and the culture, and so we want to encourage people to visit during this month as well.
Mm. And I must also be very honest with you, the first thing that went through my mind was, why do I have to read this article of the District 6 Museum that needs to close down if they don't, get the necessary support, and it has to happen within Heritage Month. Just last year on Heritage Day, the District 6 Museum, in conjunction with many other role players, we unveiled, from Keizersgracht to Nova Street. It was a big event on the Grand Parade, etc. And, for something like this to happen, people want to know, even on my WhatsApp line, they want to know, Ghulam, how do we keep this, how do we prevent the museum from closing?
Yeah. So I think the options that we can give people now is for a direct donation and to also visit our online shop at www.districtsix.co.za. But I think there's been so many messages of support from people, whether internationally or locally, who are saying that they just want to donate services or they're giving us ideas of how they can assist with income generation. And I think that's also what we really rely on. We rely on our community to motivate us and to help us through this moment as well, because for us, the museum is it's a home in Cape Town.
Yeah,
it's a place where even if you haven't visited in 5 years, 3 years, you always know that it's there, and you know that it's holding, it's the custodian of our culture in the city. Mm. And I think people have been really being supportive over emails and just saying, and the donations have been coming in.
Yeah. Also, you know, Chris, like for me, it's also about it's a place where people can actually, and I know I'm sounding like a stuck record, but I know, especially when we look at the District 6 Redevelopment Trust, you know, the redistribution process and stuff that has been going on for years now. You know, many people, even within my family, you know, whenever they feel that they just need to go and sit and reminisce, they would go to the District 6 Museum. And that is why I was taken aback there when I heard, you know, that there's this possible closure that's pending, etc., etc. Then there's another one that entry amount is not bad. Guided tour is optional. Please. Oh, they wanted to know that the entry amount, right, for 50 Rand, what is that?
Yeah.
What does that include if you're saying that the 110 Rand is for a guided tour?
So the 50 Rand would just be a self-guided visit, so visiting the museum and just visiting the exhibition itself. And then the 110 Rand would include a guided tour with a former resident. So I think people are aware of Noor Ibrahim, who's been with the museum for 28 years. So he will usually provide the guided tours as well. But I think that in the spirit of Heritage Month, we museum staff love taking people around, and we love being able to share the story of how the museum was made, and we love hearing the stories that people share with us. And so if people feel that, you know, 50 Rand, they want to be able to come, and because we also know that, I think we all know that the pandemic has hit us all in different ways. Mm. But people must be rest assured that if they do visit, there will be personal sort of stories. We will be able to take them around. We will be able to chat to them and talk about the questions that they have. And also just, I think the biggest thing is to hear other people's stories as well.
Yeah. And also, I mean, there's artifacts at the museum. You know, there's so many things around that people come and can come and experience and ask questions and, you know, do. And I know a lot of high school students also go in there, you know, to do their projects and stuff. So it's definitely something that I think, you know, we should strive to keep the doors open of this very, very interesting institution here in Cape Town.
Yeah.
So, Chris, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. Please do me one favor. Give me your contact number should anybody want to, you know, make contact with the museum to set up a guided tour or anything of the sort.
Okay, so the museum's switchboard number is 021-466-7200. 7200.
Right, great stuff. Chris, thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and all of the very best to you and your team.
And thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, so that is Chris Shanae Julius, who is the acting director and head of the archives at District 6 Museum.